literature out loud. Death, Be Not Proud by John Donne. Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou thinkest thou dost overthrow, die not, poor death, nor yet canst thou kill me from rest and sleep, which but thy pictures be, much pleasure then from thee, much more must flow, and soonest our best men with thee do go, rest of their bones and souls' delivery. Thou art slave to fate, chances, kings, and desperate men, and dost with poison, war, and sickness dwell, and poppy or charms can make us sleep as well. And better than thy stroke, why swellest thou then? One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die. You are listening to Abundance. Today we're examining intrigue. I hope the last selections have intrigued you. Every week we'll look at Dane's process. And also listen to Literature Out Loud, famous pieces of literature that I've recorded so that anyone in the world can listen to them and read along. Today's topic is number 752 on my list of 1,001 thanks. You're listening to Abundance. No proper time of day. No shade. 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 Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 112 by William Shakespeare. Your love and pity doth the impression fill which vulgar scandal stamped upon my brow. For what care I who calls me well or ill, so you or green my bad, my good allow. You are my all the world, and I must strive to know my shames and praises from your tongue, none else to me, nor I to none alive, that my steeled sense or changes right or wrong. In so profound abysm I throw all care of others' voices, that my adder's sense to critic and to flatterer stopped are. Mark how with my neglect I do dispense. You are so strongly in my purpose bred that all the world besides me thinks are dead. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 121 by William Shakespeare. "'Tis better to be vile than vile esteemed, when not to be receives reproach of being, and the just pleasure lost, which is so deemed not by our feeling, but by others' seeing. For why should others' false adulterate eyes give salutation to my sportive blood? Or, on my frailties, why are frailer spies, which in their wills count bad, what I think good? No, I am that I am, and they that level at my abuses reckon up their own, I may be straight, though they themselves be bevel. By their rank thoughts my deeds must not be shown, unless this general evil they maintain. All men are bad, and in their badness reign." Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 122 by William Shakespeare. Thy gift, thy tables, are within my brain, full charactered with lasting memory, which shall above that idle rank remain beyond all date, even to eternity. Or at the least, so long as brain and heart have faculty by nature to subsist, till each to raised oblivion yield his part. Of thee, thy record never can be missed. That poor retention could not so much hold, nor need I tallies thy dear love to score. Therefore, to give them from me was I bold, to trust those tables that receive thee more, to keep an adjunct, to remember thee, were to import forgetfulness in me. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 123 by William Shakespeare. no time thou shalt not boast that I do change. Thy pyramids built up with newer might to me are nothing novel, nothing strange. They are but dressings of a former sight. Our dates are brief, and therefore we admire what thou did foist upon us that is old, and rather make them born to our desire than think that we before have heard them told. Thy registers and thee I both defy, not wondering at the present nor the past, for thy records and what we see doth lie, made more or less by thy continual haste. This I do vow, and this shall ever be, I will be true, despite thy scythe and thee. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 124 by William Shakespeare. If my dear love were but the child of state, it might for fortune's bastard be unfathered, as subject to time's love or to time's hate, weeds among weeds or flowers with flowers gathered. No, it was builded far from accident. It suffers not in smiling pomp, nor falls under the blow of thralled discontent, whereto the inviting time our fashion calls. It fears not policy, that heretic, which works on leases of short-numbered hours, but all alone stands hugely politic, that it nor grows with heat nor drowns with showers. To this I witness, call the fools of time, which die for goodness, who have lived for crime. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 125 by William Shakespeare. Were aught to me, I bore the canopy with my extern the outward honoring, or laid great bases for eternity, which prove more short than waste or ruining. Have I not seen dwellers on form and favor lose all and more, by paying too much rent for compound sweet, foregoing simple savor, pitiful thrivers in their gazing spent. No, let me be obsequious in thy heart, and take thou my oblation, poor but free, which is not mixed with seconds, knows no art, but mutual render, only me for thee. Hence, thou suborned informer, a true soul, when most impeached, stands least in thy control. Out Loud, Sonnet 126 by William Shakespeare. O thou, my lovely boy, who in thy power dost hold time's fickle glass, his sickle, hour, who hast by waning grown, and therein showest thy lovers withering as thy sweet self growest. If nature, sovereign mistress over rack, as thou goest onwards, still will pluck thee back, she keeps thee to this purpose, that her skill may time disgrace and wretched minutes kill. Yet fear her, O thou minion of her pleasure, she may detain, but still not keep her treasure. Her audit, though delayed, answered must be, and her quietus is to render thee. You're listening to Abundance. More sonnets in just a moment.
AM 630, K-Talk. Spreading the truth from Salt Lake City to all of America on k-talk.com.
Imagine a place where you are totally free. Free to be who you want. To think what you want. Free to worship. To love. To express yourself. To speak out against the things that make you mad. Imagine living in a place like that. Oh, that's right. You do. America. It's a free country. And for over 200 years, it's been our job to make sure it stays that way. We're the men and women of the United States Navy.
Dave Eldridge here. You know Dave, the shy guy at Affordable Rent-A-Car? I'm really not shy. I'm just not your typical loudmouth car dealer. I know and love the car business because I grew up working in my parents' dealership. So even though I might be a little shy, I'm the right guy to rent or buy a car from. Come see me, Dave, the shy guy at Affordable Rent-A-Car and Sales. We're at 4000 South State Street. Or give me a call, 801-266-7368. That's 801-266-RENT.
It's tax season again. I'm Jim Kirkwood, and I want you to enjoy special KTalk pricing on your tax return preparation. We will charge KTalk listeners less than TurboTax and much less than the national chains and franchises. My partner and I both have experience and tested certification. Certified Tax Professionals offers knowledgeable tax return preparation. Call me, Jim Kirkwood, at 801-915-9927. Why pay more, much more, to get an inferior product? Certified Tax Professionals will do your return accurately and at a low price. Then, if you're audited, we're able to represent you before the IRS. Certified Tax Professionals has an enrolled agent on staff in order to solve any problems that may arise in your return. If you have problems with previous year's returns by other tax preparers, we can represent you. Don't pay a lot of money for nothing. Visit me at Reams Grocery Store on 4700 South at 2700 West from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or call me, Jim Kirkwood, at 801-915-9927. That's 801-915-9927. Thank you very much.
Times have been tough. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, consumer credit payments, or your car or truck is at risk of being repossessed, there are options. The time to seek legal help is now. Utah bankruptcy professionals want you to know that there's no cost to learn what your options are. At Utah Bankruptcy Professionals, your legal rights will be explained fully. You'll understand your options. Facing foreclosure, the repossession of a vehicle, or dealing with creditors who just won't stop hassling you. Utah Bankruptcy Professionals may be able to help you keep your home, reduce your payments, save your vehicle, or possibly eliminate your debt altogether. Behind on your mortgage? A home loan modification may be the best option for you. Utah Bankruptcy Professionals can help. Their experienced attorneys understand your concerns, and they'll gladly provide the counsel you deserve. You don't want to wait until it's too late to save what you've worked so hard for. Contact Bankruptcy Professionals today. 801-501-0100. That's 801-501-0100, or visit them online at utahbankruptcy.com.
Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 127 by William Shakespeare. In the old age, black was not counted fair, or if it were, it bore not beauty's name. But now is black beauty's successive heir, and beauty slandered with a bastard shame. For since each hand hath put on nature's power, fairing the foul with art's false borrowed face, sweet beauty hath no name, no holy bower, but is profaned, if not lives in disgrace. Therefore, my mistress's brows are raven black, her eyes so suited, and they mourners seem at such who, not born fair, no beauty lack, slandering creation with a false esteem. Yet so they mourn, becoming of their woe, that every tongue says beauty should look so.
Thank you.
Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 128 by William Shakespeare. How oft, when thou, my music placed upon that blessed wood whose motion sounds with thy sweet fingers, when thou gently swayest the wiry concord that mine ear confounds, do I envy those jacks that nimble leap to kiss the tender inward of thy hand, whilst my poor lips, which should that harvest reap at the wood's boldness, by thee blushing stand, to be so tickled, they would change their state and situation with those dancing chips, o'er whom thy fingers walk with gentle gait, making dead wood more blessed than living lips. Since saucy jacks so happy are in this, give them thy fingers, me thy lips to kiss. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 129 by William Shakespeare. The expense of spirit in a waste of shame is lust in action, and till action, lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust, enjoyed no sooner but despised straight, past reason hunted, and no sooner had past reason hated, as a swallowed bait on purpose laid to make the taker mad. Mad in pursuit and in possession so, had, having, and in quest to have extreme, a bliss in proof, and proved a very woe, before a joy proposed, behind a dream. All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heaven that leads men to this hell. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 130 by William Shakespeare. My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks, and in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant, I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with faults compare.